Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Radical Islam's being blamed for the persecution of Christians in Tanzania. Now there are Easter threats. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nuttleton.
There has been threats made regarding Easter, and that is one concern. Now there are leaflets apparently being circulated saying that Christians should respond with violence. They should come back and attack the Muslims in retaliation for these attacks that have happened on Christians.
Pray that Christians will still share God's love with Muslims.
One of the things that affects the spread of the gospel is the way that Christians respond to persecution.
Meanwhile, Global Aid Network's Andrew Beach and a small GAIN team are coming home today. They've spent the last couple of weeks with families in Honduras and Guatemala.
So many of the families try so hard and desperately want to care for their children and their babies.
GAIN's helping them do just that. The teams gave shoes to kids in Guatemala and helped train families in sanitation. They also showed families how water opens doors for the gospel. See how you can get involved at missionnetworknews.org. And picture this. People in the next city over are begging to hear the gospel, but you can't go. What do you do? Well, Lance and Laura Ostman of New Tribes Mission are experiencing this in the Philippines. They started training young men in their village in leadership, but there's a catch. Until discipleship is over, no one can effectively share the gospel in another village. Pray that the young men in training will learn quickly. Pray that the Lord will use them in incredible ways. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we willing to go wherever He sends us in obedience to God? Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.